This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Let's have a steak dinner at the beautiful Savoy at 21C Restaurant in downtown Kansas City. Where did this Black Angus beef come from? It was brought here directly from a farm in the Flint Hills of rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Sarah and Jay Shivers are the owners and operators of Salt Creek Farm in Greenwood County, where Sarah grew up. She is the daughter of Don and Jan Stevens, who run cattle at Rafter S. Ranch. Sarah went to K-State. She earned a master's degree at the University of North Texas, where she met her husband Jay, a country boy who was getting a master's in urban planning. They then lived in the Dallas area, and Sarah worked in nonprofit management. Sarah had always wanted to come back to the ranch to help her father. She shared that desire with her husband. "We knew we wanted to move to Kansas, but urban planning jobs are few and far between," Sarah said. "On our honeymoon, we daydreamed about selling beef direct to consumers," she said. When their first daughter was born, Sarah was home on maternity leave and spotted a posting for a job opening for a city planner in El Dorado, Kansas. She passed it on to Jay, and he applied. "Within 5 weeks, he accepted the job, and we bought a house sight unseen in Kansas," Sarah said. A couple of years later, they built a house on Salt Creek near her parents on the ranch. Sarah now partners with her father in ranch operations. The ranch is south of Eureka and north of the rural community of Severy, population 205 people. Now that's rural. "My dad told me we needed a better way to market our beef," Sarah said. While she and Jay were in Dallas, they'd observed that urban consumers were becoming increasingly interested in where their food came from. Back in Kansas, the Shivers launched Salt Creek Farm in 2017 to market cuts of home-raised beef, heritage chicken, and lamb directly to consumers. The beef is purchased from the ranch, processed locally, and dry-aged. Sarah assumed they would sell to individuals. When her cousin in Kansas City asked for beef to serve at his brewery, she gave it a try. Soon other restaurants became customers to which Sarah would deliver. "Then COVID hit. I was halfway through my deliveries in KC when the shutdown orders were issued," Sarah said. "Chefs were calling to cancel orders left and right." Fortunately, Jay had already built the website for the business. Online consumer demand picked up quickly. "Social media has been a game changer," Sarah said. "At the height of the pandemic, I posted online that we had restocked our meat supplies and we sold out a whole beef in 13 minutes," she said. Today, Salt Creek Farm sells to consumers across the nation plus 24 restaurants in the Kansas City area. In addition to individual cuts or bundles of beef, chicken, and lamb, Salt Creek Farm offers a Farm Club subscription box through which subscribers can receive a customized mix of meat cuts every month. In fall 2022, Salt Creek Farm opened a retail outlet in Eureka. Jay started beekeeping as a hobby and is now offering local honey also. "I've been blown away by our local support," Sarah said. She and Jay are also busy with 8 and 5-year-old daughters Stella and Margot. "I love being able to provide high-quality beef to consumers and to showcase my dad's hard work through the years," Sarah said. "I enjoy the connection with our customers, answering questions about how and why we raise beef," she said. Salt Creek Farm has literally shipped products all across the U.S., from New Hampshire to Hawaii. One customer in Louisiana told me, "I didn't know beef could taste like this," Sarah said. For more information, see www.thesaltcreekfarm.com. That's www.thesaltcreekfarm.com. It's time to leave our steak dinner, sourced from Salt Creek Farm. We commend Sarah and Jay Shivers of Salt Creek Farm for making a difference with direct marketing of their products. Such entrepreneurship is all too rare, but this is well done. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.